Hey, it's me. Well, I know it's not raining today. Yeah, I just felt like recording, so here we are. So tomorrow is the Mid-Autumn Festival. For those of you who might not be familiar with it, it's one of the most important holidays in the Chinese culture, when people get together with their families, appreciate the moon, because supposedly that's the time of the year, that one night, the moon's at its fullest and its brightest, hence super pretty to watch. So we just get together and stare at the moon. Seriously, yes. And eat some mooncakes. And maybe if you're at legal drinking age, you can enjoy some alcohol. I think it's naturally a very poetic and romantic holiday. And there are a lot of stories, art, poems around either this festival, this holiday itself, or the moon, or what people do, the traditions around this time of the year. There are tons and tons. I was thinking about which one I should be recording. The first one that popped up in my head was another piece from Su Shi. It's called 水调歌头. There's another one of his called 中秋见月和自由. And of course there are a lot of Li Bai's. He, I think, literally has hundreds of poems about moon. I think the moon's his lover. No, I'm not kidding. It's for real. But somehow none of them felt like a good fit. Well, they probably would be a better fit considering the timing, but they weren't really a good fit for how I'm feeling today. So I've decided to read 春江花月夜 by Zhang Ruoxu. And it's from a different dynasty, it's from Tang Chao. Also, it's not about, it is about the moon and a night, possibly like this, very clear, very quiet, a little bit chilly, but it's supposed to be describing a spring night, not a fall autumn night. I really like the tone and the mood it sets. I'll explain details later why. I've rambled for almost 4 minutes. Anyhow, let's get into it. Again, it's 春江花月夜 by Zhang Ruoxu. Okay, here we go.
春江潮水连海平，海上明月共潮生，滟滟随波千万里，何处春江无月明？江流婉转绕芳甸，月照花林皆似霰，空里流霜 不觉飞，汀上白沙看不见。江天一色无纤尘，皎皎空中孤月轮。江畔何人初见月？江月何年初照人？人生代代
无穷已，江月年年只相似。不知江月待何人，但见长江送流水。白云一片去悠悠，清风浦上不胜愁。谁家今夜扁舟子，何处相思明月楼。可怜楼上月徘徊，应照离人妆镜台。玉户帘中卷不去，捣衣砧上拂还来。此时相望不相闻，愿逐月华流照君。鸿雁长飞光不度，鱼龙潜跃水成文。昨夜闲谈梦落花，可怜春半不还家。江水流春去欲尽，江畔落月复西斜。斜月沉沉藏海雾，碣石潇湘无限路。不知乘月几人归，落月摇情满江树。Okay, that was a longer one. It's almost like a landscape piece. So just writing, it was just writing about how the moon rises from the sea and where you could see the moonlight, the night, the fog,the water, and there are people by the water watching the moon. And then moved on to the writer's wondering whether the moon's waiting for somebody or whether it's expecting someone every time it rises. Or maybe it's just doing the same thing over and over again withoutnoticing or without giving a shit, because it's really just us, it's really just human disposing our feelings and mood over a natural phenomenon, really, which has no emotion, no at all, technically. The reason why I wanted to read this piece is well, I don't want to get into too many details, but I started reflecting on why I got on Reddit. Well, I actually started listening to audios years ago, but just started posting this since last week.But the reason behind me doing all these, resorting to the internet and hoping to grab onto something, creating something, making some connections or making myself feel being heard. There is a certain level of expectation to me doing all these things. I'm not saying expectation is not good, but it is dangerous when you try to cling onto things that you have no control over. Because I think that's the fundamental of all the sufferings and pain that we feel, is getting too attached to outside, to an object, to a form, other people. Because none of these are permanent, right? Everything, Reddit, the subreddit, this audio you're listening to, the so-called connection and community we have, as good as it feels at the moment, even the feeling itself, everything, all of them are impermanent. And once you depend your happiness on something like that, you're bound to suffer. I forgot where I was going with this. So yes, the moon. Yeah. So even though you think the moon's gonna rise and set every day, I mean, at this moment, I'm watching the moon rising. It is beautiful. I'd love to see every day, but I think it's enough to just cherish the moment and try not to place any expectation, not ask anything for return from it. So you never know what's going to happen the next minute. And I mean, having feelings, feeling happy, feeling miserable, feeling lonely, enjoying the moon, enjoying the scenery, I think at that moment is good. But having the awareness and recognizing that it's not going to last is also important, because that's how you ultimately liberalize yourself out of the fear, the insecurity of what if it doesn't happen again. Yeah, and even if you feel miserable, like how I'm feeling today, it is fine too, because even if the pain is real, this too shall pass. And I know it is difficult. It's almost impossible to achieve that equanimity in this ever-changing world, but I think it's good to keep that in mind. Still enjoying the ride though. Yeah, I think I've rambled on for enough and I've stopped making sense. I'm not sure if you enjoy it or understand what I was trying to convey, because I can't even understand that. I might listen to it and decide not to post. Who knows? But if I did, and if it's a good weather where you are right now, I hope you look outside of the window at the moon for a bit. just for me, and maybe for your own sake of appreciating the moon at its fullest and brightest, supposedly, of the year. And remember, even if you can't hear me right now, well, I guess you can't hear me, you're listening to me right now, but even if we are not together, at this moment, I'm looking at the moon together with you. And even if everything falls apart, at least I sent the moonlight to you and we share this moment together. Yeah. Okay. Get some sleep, okay? Good night.